Good morning, residents and visitors of St. Martin. I am Prime Minister Silveria Jacobs with your latest update regarding Hurricane Tammy for today, Sunday, October 22nd, after the 5 a.m. forecast and updates from our emergency support functions. We are truly blessed thus far to have experienced minimal tropical storm force winds as the center of Hurricane Tammy at 5 a.m. this morning was located approximately 60 miles northeast of St. Martin and was at its closest point to the island, according to the latest update from the Meteorological Department of St. Martin. As most of the hurricane force winds are on the eastern side of the storm, we did not experience any hurricane force winds. The hurricane warning for St. Martin is discontinued as of 8 a.m. this morning. Tammy is moving towards the north-northwest away from St. Martin. The business regulation foreclosure is also lifted as of 8 a.m. and businesses are allowed to reopen at their own discretion. An assessment was carried out and there were no challenges observed. However, all are requested to continue to exercise caution due to the possibility of heavy rains later in the day. Early this morning, Tammy shifted further away from the island and therefore the impact that was anticipated based on weather analyses did not take place, and we are truly thankful that the country has once again been spared. The losses of such an impact on our economy and our people would have created considerable challenges, and therefore we have to count our blessings that the hurricane remained further out to sea as well as the majority of the weather activity associated with it. Based on continued weather analysis, other islands in the Caribbean such as Guadeloupe and Dominica did not get particularly high winds due to the fact that Tammy was a very compact hurricane which stayed offshore. However, Guadeloupe did experience lots of rain which led to serious flooding in some areas over the night. As such, with more rain expected during the course of today, St. Martin is under a flood watch as of 8 a.m. until further notice as per the notification of the Meteorological Department of St. Martin. I repeat, though we have lifted the hurricane warning, St. Martin is now under a flood watch as of 8 a.m. Hurricane Tammy continues to maintain maximum sustained winds of 85 miles per hour with higher gusts and continues to move away from the island at 10 miles per hour. With respect to other updates from our ESFs, in total, two people made use of the John Larminie Center shelter. NVGEBE did not have to resort to disrupting electricity to customers in the two residential areas that were announced last night, as the anticipated weather activity did not take place. Sea conditions at Port St. Martin does not allow for cargo vessels to dock at the port to carry out operations. So sea conditions at Port St. Martin are not favorable. There were, however, no cruise ships calls scheduled for today, Sunday. An additional assessment will be made later this morning and updates will be provided. The decision regarding school for tomorrow, Monday, October 23rd, will be taken later today on Sunday afternoon after further assessment of anticipated weather conditions. The EOC will be meeting at 1 p.m. and will further update after those decisions have been made. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the St. Martin community and the business sector for your vigilance and action taken to secure life and property in the event of the passing of Hurricane Tammy. We know that changes can happen overnight, and so we are very grateful that the changes that took place are in our favor. However, we remain vigilant as continued rains associated with the storm can continue for several hours, and we will continue to monitor this. Our preparations ensure that we are able to bounce back quickly. Continue to remain vigilant as a community to continue to have a blessed and happy day forward. Thank you, St. Martin, for remaining safe.